Another edition of the PPBD is on right now. The Promo Project Podcast Daily Edition. All things Kansas State sports here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for the show. Right on into it. Another postcast edition. Women's basketball. Women's basketball finally. K-State. Gabby Gregory, Serena Sundell and company finally get off the snide after, what, a four-game losing streak there and beat, with a team they should have beat, or should be, I should say, there in the TCU Lady Frogs there on late Saturday evening there in Bramlage, 64-48 there in the game, which saw, of course, K-State, which TCU, obviously, bottom of the barrel, winless coming this matchup here, as we have talked about all last week on this podcast, whether it's the weekly or daily edition of the show. And K-State pretty much took care of business there, getting their leading score in back in the form here, at least for this game anyways. Gabby Gregory, 5-14 from the field, 8-10 from the free throw line, a total of 21 points in this ball game here. She did go 3-9. From downtown in the ball game here, as K-State gets win number 13 of the season there as well. So, four game losing streak in the books here there as well. K-State, the men's team scoring their 10th win over the weekend against Texas Tech and be staying undefeated on that side of the basketball court here on this side. K-State women's basketball getting their 10th win of the season there as well. And of course, a little history here for the women's team here for Jeff Mitty's squad. This marked the 24th season out of 35 seasons of Bramlage Coliseum, which K-State has won 10 or more home games during the 35 seasons of action in Bramlage. K-State ladies own overall 375th win back on Saturday to 152 losses. K-State has saw three players in double digits. I already mentioned Gabby's night there as well. Turn to Jalen Glenn. I might as well just go right down the chute. Sundell, 4-9 from the field. 0-3 from downtown, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Jalen Glenn, another double-figure night in the points seat. Almost tallied in double-double herself. 11-8 for Jalen, 2 assists on the night as well. K-State only shot 37% from the field, 33% from 3 there as well. Holding TCU to an ugly shooting percentage of 25%. From the field, almost equaling their percentage from the three-point line, which was 24% there as well in the game. So, KCD doing what they needed to do to take care of a team that they should beat in the conference there. These two teams were 9th and 10th coming in the matchup, conference-wise anyways, there as well. K-State, Coach Mitty put out there again the lineup of Samatsi, the Glenn twins, Sundell, and Gregory. In this one, you look from the bench, Emily Ebert, most productive from the bench here in this game, 26 minutes off the bench, 26 minutes, 6 points, hit her only field goal from the field. Everything else was from the free throw line for Emily Ebert, who is pretty almost perfect from the free throw line there. There was a stat earlier in the season that she only missed one free throw there. To that point of the season anyway, there as well. At halftime, K-State did lead at halftime in this ball game, 33-16 there in the game. And then, of course, in that second quarter, which was really a dominant first half of basketball for this team there, as they they scored in the second quarter 18-9 to not outscoring them, doubling almost TCU 18-9 in this basketball game as well. Gabby Gregory, 57th career game in double figures there against TCU. Jalen Glenn, 8 rebounds. That was her 10th game of the year with 5 or more rebounds. They're in for Serena Sundell.
13th time this year in 2022-23. Double figures in points there as well, with a 12 against TCU here. And Jeff Mini after the game, the importance of this win against winless TCU. Any win is big in this conference, whether it's an undefeated team or a struggling team like TCU. Well, in the Big 12, when you go through a stretch like this, there are no easy games. I think when mentally you get down or frustrated, which we've certainly been that, a win can certainly, you feel better going home. You feel better. We thought at Baylor that our ball movement was better. We thought that the shots we got there were better than the results, and we didn't shoot it well again tonight. The 37% against TCU back on Saturday night there. But we had, back to Jeff Mini's quote here, but we had a 11 assists on 12 field goals in the first half. Those are positive things that we can continue to build on. And it's not just one. We felt the same way at Baylor. So maybe we can stack together. If we can start stacking together wins, some of those things, then I think it's real beneficial, end quote as well. So, and it goes on, Coach Mini, to talk about more of the shooting struggles in his post game there as well. And that's quite funny that he keeps mentioning Baylor in his post statements there. So it's gonna be really interesting when Baylor comes here to Bramlage. I don't know when that game is. I think that might be early February. I might be wrong on that, or at least sometime next month there. I got tickets to the Oklahoma game, which is going down in the second weekend of February. So Gabby's old team, I mentioned this last week on the show, a theme going on where, of course, this weekend it's the Keontae Johnson Florida reunion here, when Florida comes calling for the SEC Big 12 showdown. There will be a preview of all the games this week on this podcast, probably on the dailies coming up here this week on the Pearl Project podcast. 80 Greer, the host of this K-State podcast there, and I decided, hey, why not stick with the theme? Gabby Gregory's old team, Oklahoma, coming into Bramlage here in a couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. But yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see. In Baylor, I think they lost yesterday to Texas. I'm just recording this podcast here, just getting off of work here. So yeah, they did lose to Texas. So yeah, Baylor. So it'll be really interesting to see if K-State gets a little revenge on them. I mentioned it. It's not really the same Baylor that we've seen in the past decade with all those star players there, in a great Hall of Fame head coach, future Hall of Famer, on that side of the basketball court. But yeah, really, really interested to see how they respond to that, because Jeff Mini keeps referring to that ball game for whatever reason, and probably for good reason there, because he thinks they might have had a chance against them, but we still lost to them. But anyways, they're spinning it back around. Yeah, so they get the win here against TCU, and even though with the shooting struggles of this team, they find a way to get this dub. And next, they got to go on the road to Oklahoma. They ain't playing the Sooners, though. They're playing Oklahoma State this Wednesday night in Stillwater. So that could be a game that they could get continue to, again, stack. Is this the beginning of stacking those wins with the women's basketball team? We'll have to find out. Hopefully, Oklahoma State can go down there and get a win. Because right now, the glaring stat for this women's team, basketball team right now, is they have no wins on the road in conference play. So hopefully that can change and they can build on this winning streak here, or start a winning streak at least here, after they dispose of TCU on Saturday night, 64-48. Gabby Gregory, 21 points to lead the way for the cast. Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever podcast are found. That's going to do it. It's postcast edition, women's basketball style, on this podcast. If you're new to the show, again, welcome on board to the Pearl Project Podcast. If you enjoy what you're listening here today, you can go back, feel free, subscribe first to the podcast, and go back and look and listen to some of the other podcasts, dailies last week. Also, weekly edition, episode 141, with my co-host Alex Aiden. That is out there now. Wherever you get your podcast, listen to that one. You can listen to old weekly episodes as well. You can go back as far as the beginning of 2023 or go back to last semester as well. A lot of great content here in the 2022-23 school year campaign as well. So that's out there for you guys, K-State Nation. You're a big K-State fan. You want more coverage besides the big fastball, curveball, football, and men's basketball. Pro Project Podcast can do it. And, of course, you can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. You want to have a question or a comment on any of the sports, or you want to be a part of the podcast, send a question in K-State related, obviously, on this podcast. K-State back in the winning ways here. Jeff Mini getting a win against TCU on Saturday night.